In the pantheon of electric blues, there is one name that stands high above all others, McKinley Morganfield, a.k.a. Muddy Waters.
See you watching me like a hawk. I don't mind the way you talk. But if you touch me something, got to give, I live the life I love.
Muddy Waters helped transform acoustic southern blues into something modern, preserving the raw emotion while polishing the music. Along the way, he launched 1,000 rock and roll bands and gave the Rolling Stones their name. It has been more than 30 years since Muddy Waters died, but his music and that voice are very much with us.
I see you watching me like a hawk. For love, and I love the life I live.
Now that is Muddy Waters' eldest son, Mud Morganfield, singing on the new CD, Four Pops, a tribute to Muddy Waters. And Mud Morganfield joins us now from Chicago Public Media. Welcome.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. And performing with Mud Morganfield on this tribute is the fabulous harmonica player for the fabulous Thunderbirds, Kim Wilson. He joins us from member station KPBS in San Diego, and welcome to you.
It's nice to be here.
Now, Mr. Morganfield, I have to say that hearing you sing is giving goosebumps to blues fans all over the country because you sound so much like your dad.
Yeah, well, it wasn't nothing I asked for. You know, it's just something between my mom and my dad, apparently, bro. And it's not a bad thing. It's not a bad thing at all for me.
I wondered if it might be something of a burden to you also that you are the son of a legend. You sound like him. You know, hard to like say, okay, this is actually me, not him.
Well, it can be a double-edged sword, let me assure you. I could be doing shows somewhere overseas and people in the audience would yell out, hey, do Mojo, do Manish Boy. And I ran from these blues a long time, and it just caught up with me, and here I am.
Kim Wilson?
Yes, ma'am.
I understand that you actually played with Muddy Waters in your early performing days.
I did, yes. And it seems like yesterday that he passed away. It's crazy. But I was very close to the man, and he was a very, very generous person to me.
Did he teach you a few things here and there?
Not about music.
I see.
We never talked about music. You know, we would talk about a lot of the old guys, like Little Walter, of course, and Otis Spann, all the great people that were in his band. And I tried to hang around him as much as I could, you know.
Well, let's go back to the CD and listen to the classic, Still a Fool.
Well, now there's two trains running. And you're neither one going my way. Well, now one run at midnight, and the other one, it run in just 4 days. It run in just 4 days.
You know, we could be in Chicago in 1951.
Yeah.
Mud, I assume that you wanted to put more into this recording than just an imitation of your dad. I wonder, did you listen to your father's recordings? Were you sort of working to get the phrasing the way he did it?
Strange you should ask that, because I have people, you so good. You must look at Muddy's videos all day and all night, but actually never have.
Sure enough I done.
If you listen closely, he doesn't sound totally like his dad on this. He's got the same tone. He's got the same timbre as his dad had. But he's doing his own thing. And that's one thing you have to realize about this record. It's a tribute, but it's not a knockoff.
She's so long and tall. Tell she we've got it all with long trees. Now they say she's no good, but she's all right.
She's all right with me.
Mud, you were raised by your mother, isn't that right?
I was raised by my mother and seven of her brothers, actually.
Good Lord. Do you feel like you really got to know your dad?
You know, actually, no, I never really got to know Father. We never got to play ball and different stuff like that. I remember once I was acting out in school, misbehaving, and my mother called Pops, and Pops got on the phone. He's like, I'm going to tie your behind up. I'm on my way right now. And I must have went around my house singing, "My dad's coming to whoop my behind," over and over to my sisters and brothers. I mean, it was just a son wanting to see his dad. You know.
So you
mean?
Were celebrating the possibility, huh?
I mean, how could you celebrate getting your behind whipped?
I wonder if you could tell me, Mud Morganfield, what it is that you think makes your father's music so enduring.
Pop dug deep down inside to those southern feelings and lovers he had encountered and lovers he had left. And he sung the blues, you know, he sung about life.
Now, we've got time for maybe one more song. And although I have, I guess we could pick any number of songs, what would you guys think about Trouble No More?
I love it. Thank you. Very great choice. It's just so jumping. It's one of my
favorites.
Sounds
good to me.
Okay.
Don't care how long you're gone. Don't care how long you stay. Cause good kind treatment will bring you home one day. But someday, baby, you ain't gonna trouble for me.
For Pops, a tribute to Muddy Waters, it's a new album featuring Mud Morganfield and Kim Wilson. Gentlemen, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
You are living too fast.